Charlotte Kekagian was born in 1912 in Ninjde, Turkey. After her father was killed, she and her mother went on a forced march along with other Armenians into the scorching desert, where she remembers walking over dead bodies and witnessing the horrors of rape, torture, and murder. She was eager to speak of her ordeal. Can you tell us what happened when the Turks came to your village?
Turk came to the door. You better get out right away. These were friendly Turks who liked us as neighbors. They said to my mother, you better get out if you want to live. And my mother, in a hurry, got me ready. And we got out. We didn't know where we were going. I was 8 years old. And maybe it was about April. You know, I was little. My father, they took away. So we got out and walk. We didn't know where we were going. In the wilderness. So we went quite a bit. Then we stopped someplace and they gave us little water. That's all. No food, nothing. And I'm so little, I have no shoes on my foot. The ground is so hot. I'm thirsty. I'm telling my mother, Mom, give me some. Tears in her eyes. Where is she going to get water from? We don't even know when we're going to stop, where we're going. So we kept walking and walking and walking. And other people, too. God knows, a lot of people, mostly farmers. There were a few tradespeople, but the Turks didn't let them stay. They wanted to hold the whole town, so they made them close one by one.
Did you know the Turks? Were they from a neighboring town, or were they soldiers? Who were the Turks?
I don't know where they came from. They were not familiar people, like white. Yeah.
They were young?
Young.
When you were marching in the desert and you didn't have enough water and food, did some of the Armenians just die from hunger?
Yes. Children, mostly from thirst.
Did you see other groups of Armenians that was walking?
Yes. I saw a lot of Armenians, a lot of them, and a lot of kids. And they're crying, Mom, you know, in Armenian, dake, that means warm, it's hot, I can't walk. They want water. Chur means water.
How many days was it?
Oh, days and days, you know, I can't remember.
Were there dead bodies on the road?
Right on the floor. We almost step on them.
Did you see the Turks raping Armenian women?
We saw, but I didn't know what it was. I'm a child, you know, I thought maybe they were changing their clothes. Then when we saw them in nude, saying, how come? And we were outside. They're changing clothes.
Did you hear Armenian girls screaming?
Oh, and how.
And did you see any Armenian women fighting back when the Turks tried to rape them?
Yes.
How did they fight back?
With their hands.
And what happened when they fought back?
And pulled themselves away from them. They pushed them on the ground and laid on them. They were screaming. They didn't want it. They were the Turks doing it. They were enjoying it. It's a shame. I never saw people nude like that. I didn't know what to say. I was crying because I knew they were being hurt. I didn't realize it was a sexual thing. I'm a child. I don't know that.
And were the Turks grabbing young children?
Even the children.
They were raping the children too?
Yes.
Were they also raping the young boys?
Not as much boys. Girls, mostly.
How young were the girls?
Oh, the girls were 10, 8, around that age. Some of the most 14. They didn't know what was happening to them. They're crying and yelling, and the parents are not around. They're quite a distance. They are being guarded.
Did some of the Armenian children try to run away?
Yeah.
Did any of them escape?
How are they going to escape? They were all surrounded with guns and whatever implements they had.
Did you try to ask them where they were taking you?
We did. No reply. They said, quiet. No questions, you know, in Turkish.
Were these Turks soldiers or policemen, the ones that told you to leave?
They looked like policemen. They didn't look like soldiers. They dressed in common clothes.
We've heard that the Turkish officials released some prisoners from jail to attack the caravans. Yes. Do you think that these were ex-convicts, some of them?
I think so.
And so what happened if a child was crying? Did the Turks hit them?
They push you. You have to keep going. No sympathy at all.
Did you ever see a Turk kill a child?
Yes.
How did they kill them?
The one that couldn't walk at all. They got rid of it.
How would they do that?
Like a dagger or something they had. They stuck it and all fell on the floor and started shaking, and that was the end. I don't know what it was.
How many children did you see being killed?
Oh, at least 100. At least.
Were the Turks taking some of the children to sell?
Yes. They took my cousin to sell. They took her during the march, but we got her back. We came back to the village, and time went by. We knew that she was there. My mother had a bright idea. We went to court. We went to get her. They took me, so when she sees me, she'll run to me. They saw that she ran to us, and she started to cry. They knew that she belonged to us. The people that took her, the Turks, whoever it was, they wanted to adopt her for their daughter. They had her for almost a year, but they didn't hurt her. She was very pretty. But they told her, we'll kill you if you say you know them.
What do you think happened to your father?
They killed him. I don't even know him. I don't know how my mother got me. Whoever got us from the church group or someplace, they found us and they took us. They had like an orphanage. They kept us over there till they got in touch with my mother, was the only one living soul.
And you went back to the village?
Yeah.
So how did you eventually have to leave the village again?
My mother worked in the orphanage. And they put me in the orphanage, too, with my mother, but my father was killed. She got little money from the orphanage. And we came to America at the age of my mother, 33, and I was 10. 1922.
So what has happened to your village now?
I don't know.
Do you know if it still exists?
I think it exists. It's called Nide, Konya.
Are you afraid of going back?
Oh, I would never go back. Never go back. What? Especially, I never saw my father. That hurts me more than anything. They were very jealous of Armenians because they were in all the businesses. and they were educated. They believed in education. So they figured without them, they'll have all the business. See? But I'm so surprised that after so many years of war, Armenians married Turks because they didn't go through what we did, but they heard the story.
Do you buy Turkish products? Do you ever buy anything that's made in Turkey?
I have no respect for them at all. That wasn't a nice thing to do. And they did it because Armenians were very aggressive, and they didn't want that to happen.
What do you mean the Armenians were very aggressive?
They were in all the businesses. Jewelry business, printing business. They covered everything.
Right now, the American government does not recognize the Armenian genocide. How do you feel about that?
They should recognize it.
Why?
Why? Because what they did, it was cruel. Just because they were aggressive, they had to kill them. Why didn't they try it business-wise and compete with them? How are they doing in America? Are they killing the Americans?
How do you feel when you hear that the Turks say that the genocide never happened?
Oh, I think that's terrible. How could they do that? How could they do that? I don't know how they could prove that.
Do you think that Turkey will ever admit that they did the genocide?
They did it. And the whole thing was jealousy. Because Armenians were so aggressive, and they helped one another. And they were in all the businesses.
What do you think are some effects of the genocide on the survivors?
I really don't know.
Armenians don't talk to each other about the...
We do, but the new generation doesn't know. Like my children, they don't know. They say, Mom, how could they do that? They're raised in America. They're born in America.
They don't understand.
No. They say, I don't know how you came to this age with all that trouble. And they say, Mom, and you're so kind. How could they do that? You know? I raised three children.
Do your children speak Armenian?
Not too much. My daughter speaks more than my boys.
Do you feel that the genocide was not only physical, but it was also a cultural genocide?
It affected them too, because I was affected. I always used to mention, I didn't have the privilege that you have in America, but at least I went to high school, no college. If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be alive. When they heard my story, they said, Grandma, are you sure you're all right? They're so innocent. You know, they wonder how come I had all those problems and I could do what I do.
So then they have become American and that Armenian culture is lost, right?
Not really, but they know they're Armenians and they respect.
Have you ever talked to Turkish people in America and asked them about the genocide?
After the war, we came in contact, and they claimed they had nothing to do with it. I said, well, you heard about it, you read about it. What do you think of it? You think it was the right thing to do? Hearing the troubles we had, they don't want to do anything. But I know what we went through. It didn't matter. They didn't want any Armenian to exist. That was their motto. I don't know why this thing started. It's too bad. You know, we didn't win much. We lost a lot of lives. I remember my grandfather to see all these things happening. Tears in his eyes. He used to say, am I going to see these things my poor kids, great-grandchildren have to suffer? I can't forget that.
He was afraid it was going to happen again?
Yeah. Even it may happen again.
You think so?
I have a feeling.